Blog Talk Radio.
To heaven, go through the Teflon FM57. Somebody call the Amulams and the Reverend. Teach a fuck nigga a valuable lesson.
For Scorpio, that's my astrology. 40. My rover, an autobiography.
Story.
Oyster perpetual prezi.
Cheese.
The S is all up in my bezzy.
Bling.
Puck rock bitch. Go digging hoe. All up in the function with your best friend close. Always start something, you a messy asshole. Little groupie ass bitch on stage at the show. As far as these niggas, they petty too.
Irrelevant.
They hate on real niggas like me and you.
Relevant.
They jealous, conniving, and sneaky.
Shaky.
Don't wanna be them, wanna be me. They see me on TV all over the net. They heart full of envy, but hurt and upset. Their pockets is pennies, my pockets a check. You say you my enemy, I'm on your neck.
Most of these bitches is petty. 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 Most of these bitches is petty, petty, petty. Most of these bitches is petty, 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 petty.
All right, y'all. We back on Wild Women Wednesday at the Petty Mafia's Grand Table. I'm Key, aka Mrs. Oakland of America from Dallas. We got Mo.
Yep, I'm Mo, aka Miss Daisy. From the Atlanta, aka Nephew's wife, and we also have India.
I'm India from Virginia, and we got Kay, but Kay's not on right now.
Yes, and of course, y'all know Emily's late,
and
Rebecca's testing.
Testing, and we down to three tonight. And we not going to be on here all night because we damn bad. I don't feel good. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, I just looked at it. Internet people, I'm so very sorry. I've been all out the loop today. And I feel like I completely scheduled that wrong. So y'all was going to fall off pretty early. I'm sorry. And we got our ghost member. Shout out to the ghost member.
Shout out to Mom.
Hey.
Yeah, we doing bad. Everybody sick. It's Elmo.
Don't say that. Yeah, because I'm not going to claim that. I don't care. I'm not going to take that over myself.
And so we're going to start off. I'm going to just say what I got to say because we're not going to do no topic about it or nothing.
Yeah.
But I just want to get this off my chest because it's just been going. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot going on. I just need y'all, with all the extra drama and stuff that y'all got going on, y'all need to remember, at the end of the day, we got to think about the fans. It's not only races in ENT and all these groups and on y'all pages, because they look up for y'all. They want to follow y'all. And these fans, they not feeling all what's going on. And then I didn't hear people before when prior drama going on, like F the fans, F this, F that, but you can't say F the fans, and we need the fans. If the fans don't come, then shit, the track losing money, and then the track start losing money, where you think y'all gonna be? Back on the street. So, yeah, I got to get it under control. Like, people don't even want to bring their families to these events no more. It's supposed to be a family-oriented event, always has been. So, all this extra drama that's going on, the people act like they can't come to a resolve and pick it back up it the next week after a resolve happened. Y'all got to grow up, for real. Like, I just don't know. That's how I feel. Y'all got to think about the fans, like, for real. That's how I feel. Any, I got something to say on that before we move on?
Oh, no, because we ain't even going to dwell on it. I agree with everything you said. Yep, 100. Yeah. Keep it moving. That shit don't got on my nerves.
Like, for real. It's crazy every day. But our first topic, I don't even remember y'all, man. What's our first topic? I forgot.
Well, I think Lance who asked the question? He asked a pretty good damn question. He says, everybody is so much going on. Who actually makes the rules in grudge racing and what a man can and can't do? He just want to know who wrote the book.
Yeah, there ain't no book in grudge racing. This shit. I mean, it's just something we do. Like, who... I don't know, certain group of people think they making rules or whatever, but it's just Boy We Love ain't never been no grudge book 101. They might say it is, but until you produce me a copy, it ain't one. So,
I don't give a damn if you do produce me a copy. That's your shit you wrote. Because you say it don't make it right. Is when we get together and agree, well, with the two drivers or race teams or however, on them get together and whatever they agree on, whatever rules they agree on, that's what we're going to go by. Because what you agree on Wednesday, you might not agree on that on Friday or Saturday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about that. That's my opinion. Pretty much.
Ain't no rules and grudge, but bring your car to race and shut the hell up and get in the way.
Yeah, we know that ain't going to happen. That's the problem right now.
Exactly.
Oh, they, I can't wait till the season really crank up, though, because that's fine. Maybe it'll calm them down. I say that every week.
Yeah, no, it ain't.
I do. I say that every week.
That race be Saturday, it be cool Sunday, Monday, and all of the days we back on it. So, ain't gonna be nothing. But, ain't no book. So, whoever says it's a book, I don't know. Ain't no book of bridge racing.
Yeah, if there's a book, please show me.
Don't show me, because I don't care. I ain't going
to
believe
it. I'm not going to listen to the rules. I just want to see it. I'm going to do whatever I want to do.
Don't show me. All the time I want to see some rules, track rules in it. Yeah, I really don't know what track rules is.
And they don't.
But moving right along.
You'll be on in a minute.
Alrighty then, Kay.
Right.
Feeling better. But and then what did you want to?
I thought that was you, or was that Kay that wanted to say something?
I said by grudge racers racing class racers, do we think that that's going to affect other grudge racers wanted to race, you know, grudge racers? In my opinion, I'm going to get in the paint with whoever the hell I want to get in the paint with. And my mindset is this: if I want to race you, I want to race you. If I know I can't stay with you, I'm not going to even approach you. But that's just me. But if I beat you, I don't want the next person to be like, oh, well, that's what she run, or that's what, you know, how that's how close she run, so I don't want to run her. That's my only thing. I don't want it to.
But that's
what's
going to happen. You know that's what's going to happen, right?
True, but then they need to have enough heart to just, you know,
It's one thing to say, you know, to say that, but when it comes to bet my money, I ain't there with my heart. You know what I'm saying?
Hell
I ain't there with my heart.
I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to have to use common sense, though. Because if you go out there and goddamn drag, and both of y'all go down the track, You know what I'm saying? And they don't lit the board up, and I know they don't want to sign. I'm sorry.
If they lit the board up, I'm just going to use, you know, Justin. Because I feel like they ain't used all of Apocalypse power. But that's just me. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
But at the end of the day, if they didn't use it all, you know, you don't really know if I run that quote that to that number or not, you know?
Yeah, it's just a chance that you do. You know what I'm saying? It can work. You know what I'm saying? You breaking up, too. You breaking up.
This damn country living.
Okay,
there you now. If I feel like running somebody, I'm gonna run them. Point blank, period. If they don't want, if somebody else don't want to run me, that's their loss. But at the end of the day, nothing's gonna stop my money. If somebody call me out and they be like, you know, I'm calling you out, but you lit the boards up, and I feel like I know I can beat them, I'm not gonna pussy up. I'm gonna put my big girl pants on and get in the lights and drag that ass. And
well,
the next person who wants it can come get it, too.
Yeah, you're going to be very good for the grudge game when you get your shit together, lady. Me personally, though, if I was to race that person, it would be the last race of the year.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So
you're
I'm
right.
not running
you're
my money, y'all.
It would
be the last
exactly.
race of the year. We can try whatever.
Exactly.
But doing especially in the beginning of the year, shit.
Nah.
Or if I can't get no races, I see I'm not. Yeah, you know, we can get jiggy with it. That's it. Races, no.
Yeah, I agree. Shit, might as well go out with a bang. So go to Florida and race anybody you want to go race.
Yeah, try some shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's to each his own. At the end of the day, it's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if somebody wants to race you.
Everybody's program. Whatever they want to do with their program is what they're going to do with their program.
Yeah. If they're going to race you, they're going to race you. If they're going to come to your show, they're going to come to your show. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Just, you know, as long as you put it out, though.
Yeah, true. Agreed.
Key, what you got going on? Key don't want on mute.
Yeah, I'm over here cooking my bed. I'm in the kitchen. I mean, hey, some people, if they bad, just sit there and run them. If not, you just gonna fucking run them. That's how it means, shit. I know. Like I said, I first fucking showed them. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Damn,
I'm not being feeling well today. I scared you up.
I'm sorry.
Internet, I am so very sorry. Please forgive me. I'm sick. I don't feel well. Migraines and everything taking me over, taking me down. But we don't look
well. Y'all got to get those Petty Mafia shirts.
Like, I'm feeling bad right now. I feel bad for them.
Go cut off like that, but go ahead.
I really wasn't. I was halfway through. Like, y'all know when I'm zoned out on my. But. Whoever, if y'all don't race them, y'all don't race them. I mean, that's how you want to run your program. But I do have a butt on her because I understand how grudge racing used to be. I say used to be because everything is put on the internet now was a secret society, so you don't want nobody to know your time. But
exactly,
everything is on the internet now. Everything is on the back lines now. And they on the back lines, like, y'all guess what the time is going. So, I mean, I don't know. It's here and there for me. If you feel like it, hey, go ahead. Shit, you feel like you can beat them, beat them. It is what it is. Evidently, you didn't show us your big ass motor anyway, so we already know what the fuck you got under there. So,
who girl is at that point?
So, I don't know. That's how I feel about this situation. Everything is out on the internet now, so it's not like it's a secret about proms and stuff anymore.
Yeah, nothing's a secret at all. Shit.
Is that a problem?
Yes.
Hell, that's a problem. That's why don't nobody want to walk in no more. Hey, we know what you got. Like I said the first show, if I got a little tink-tink over here and I don't feel like just fucking off my money, and I know you got, I don't know what the call, what some of these motherfuckers got. Mighty Joe.
Five twos. And...
Ain't even Mighty Joe Young versus Ting Ting. Ting Ting ain't gonna get nowhere. Mighty Joe Young gonna get somewhere. So if I don't wanna mess up my money, like why would they lock in? Like, no, unless they really wanna take a chance and they really can't get a lock in. Like, it's a problem nowadays. Like we not getting lock ins like we usually do. If we do, that's how I'm gets the track punk has been paid. So,
but you know, back in the day, it used to be a lot of the shit. Show up at the track and let's just get to it.
Exactly. Run what you brung.
It used to be a lot of blankets that be in the U-Haul recovering.
They
kept
their hood scoop on when they went to tech.
Yeah.
I didn't really see nothing.
Everybody's
so damn proud of what they got.
Mm-hmm.
Just show it to everybody.
It's like who dick digger at this point? That's what we doing. But shit, we in 2017. When we come back, please believe Mo that U-Haul cover is gonna be back on top of Queen B, but because he gets angry when I don't get it out in time. They got the U-Haul cover is what he lives by. Don't come over there fucking with his shit.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we gonna see some more good shows, cause all the races I've been to so far this year, I had a wonderful time. I had a blast. Lights Out, I had a blast. March Madness, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I be geeking long as I see some good racing too.
Yep, some good back-to-back racing out all that damn time.
Yeah, I'm talking about getting it done, getting it over with. Yep, and I plan on enjoying myself this weekend. So,
where are you going this weekend?
That also, girl. Yeah.
Oh, so you want to PDRA?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, ma'am. I am geeking. I tell you,
I need to move. I need to really move, like, and be right in the middle somewhere, because this traveling from Virginia is rough.
Yeah, I feel bad for you. Shit,
yeah.
Keith.
Yeah. That was the same thing. Ain't nothing happening up here.
Huh?
I said, ain't nothing happening up here. We got to travel too. Don't feel bad.
Shit. I'm about to hop on a plane and stop driving places. God damn.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying. I'll pick you up at the airport.
I'm about to say, we'll take the flight in a minute.
Yeah. Look, he got some points and shit. And,
like the bird.
He got plenty.
Shit,
cause. But,
I tell you, I drove to Valdosta one time and that was enough. Next time I'm flying.
But if you want to get there, you're going to get that shit. I drove to Florida by myself.
Oh, fuck no.
I drove by myself.
No, I'd have been my side of the road in a ditch somewhere.
Don't say that. I was trying to wait, let Kay get on. See, we already don't cut the internet people.
I know, I feel bad. Like, yeah, I've been damn bad for real.
So,
what the fuck?
Well,
My goddamn. I was going to say, Andy, you want to do the what's called? Y'all still want to wait? What?
Nah, because we're not going to be on here all night long, sister, anyway. So,
this we trying to, you get your boy.
Yeah, we're trying to prolong for K, but that was 30 minutes ago, I was just playing.
You can go ahead.
Okay, yeah, since nobody want to talk to you, you're talking to my stealth at the round table today.
That's fine. I ain't mad. We still have to come on and say hello instead of just not showing up at all.
Hold on. Let's see who this is. 912-4274. 912-4274. Your mic open.
Hey, what's up, ladies? How y'all doing this evening?
What's up, Dola?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you?
Well, I'm doing much better now. I'm out the hospital. The car's still in the hospital, but I'm out.
Okay.
Just wanted to call
the
support. Yeah. I'm more happy than y'all, trust me. Everything good to go. I just wanted to call, hit the one button, let y'all know that you do have listeners on. I'm pretty sure some people might want to hit the one button and say good evening to you, ladies, before y'all do y'all petty awards. But since Kay ain't on here to get on my ass, I can come on before she do it and say hello, good evening. What's up, Miss Daisy?
What's going on, Dollar?
I don't know. Everything left. That's all I can say. Everything left.
Yeah.
If you get my drift. You get my
drift
now?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Everything left. That's all I can say. Yeah.
We're going to see if we can get it going to the right a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When it come out the hospital this time, I guarantee you she's going to be a whole lot different. Yeah. But it is what it is. All right, ladies, I'm going to step back to the side. I just want to hit the one button and say good evening to y'all and let y'all know that we representing and supporting.
All right. We appreciate your support.
All right.
Okay. What I had said earlier. Let me think. It's been so long ago. I'm gonna take my meds and we didn't go to sleep. But how do y'all feel about class cars coming over to grudge racing? Saying they saying that they changed their combo for grudge. Like, how y'all feel about that? How do we know they did change their combo? They just saying that they did.
Well, if if they say you can't light the boys up, you can't light the boys up. It is what it is. You don't have to participate. And you know what I'm saying? If whoever let you in, they let you in. If they don't let you in, they don't let you in. But I did recall seeing a post like that, and the Kai Kelly post. And I didn't want to say nothing on that one because I kind of felt insulted in the post. And I don't even have a car. You know? Seriously, though, because the post was about, you know, why he can't grudge race, and then it went from, well, yeah, what am I really missing anyway, but a couple of $2,500 bets. Like, oh, okay.
Well that was rude.
Yeah. But, shit, like we said on the other subject, to each his own. If the promoter or the track or whoever's having an event and they decide to let that car in, so be it. The other racers know, you know, they have a choice to still partake or not to. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if they don't let you in or you can't be upset, you know what I'm saying? Oh, and one thing, too, for racers.
I've seen this happen a couple of times. When you're in the driver meeting and the promoter asks, do you mind if this car get in or whatever, and don't nobody speak up, everybody pretend they agree with it. Then if the car win or the car ends up putting you out or whatever, don't later on go bitch about it. Because you had your chance in that driver's meeting to speak your piece. You know what I'm saying? It takes for one not to agree. You know what I'm saying? So later on, don't go, you know, crying to everybody to get your wounds licked and shit, get your ass kicked or what have you, because you should have spoke up beforehand. But yeah, that's my answer to your question. Okay. India.
I agree.
You back in the water. You back in the water. You back in the water.
Y'all hear me now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is the worst ever been. All right, anyway. I agree. But if you notice, like, the class events, they're, like, bringing grudge into the class events. Like, they're kind of just, like, swapping a lot back and forth. But I just feel like if you choose to get in, then that's your decision, just like Mo said. But if you don't choose to get in, that's also your decision. But just know what you're getting into once you step in those waters. And if they actually do change their combo, I mean, you have nothing but to keep their word. And there are some people out there that'll show you that they changed your combo, their combo. But if they don't, you either have to take their word or don't race them.
Yeah, there you go.
So how you feel?
Yeah, to add on, this is kind of like what you said, but not the driver's meeting, okay? When somebody posts this on Facebook that they going to race a class car and they agree to it, no time for a race car, do not, I repeat, do not be on that goddamn post. All of their goddamn ass riding motherfucking bitch. Saying this is good, this is good, this is motherfucking good. And then get on the motherfucking back line and say, man, what the fuck? What the dude? Like, I don't understand. Like, it's just too much two faced, dick riding bullshit going on. Like, if you don't like this shit, voice your shit in the public eye. Don't come on the motherfucking back line and say something different. And then you want another motherfucker to say it for you. Like, I ain't never seen a lot of men want somebody else to speak for them. Like, no. Like, who does it?
Just because they're too scared.
Okay,
who went in the water? That's India in the water, game. Yeah, we can hear you. All right. I was just saying that some of them just want to be liked, but they supposed to have balls, but I guess some of them don't.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the golden egg.
Hold on.
India Kyle K.
I'm sorry, we got a petty baby running around.
It sounds like he want to come on.
Yeah, see?
Okay, you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Alright.
Every time I come on mute, he starts.
Okay, do you have it at your system?
Hold on, y'all. Let me give Abby her medicine. Hold on 1 second.
Everybody sick. It don't make no sense. India, you still on here?
Yeah, I'm on.
Bro, I know.
Okay. You go ahead and do your pet awards, because Funk is being very pet tonight.
Hold on. Let me open it. Let me open it.
Okay.
Like, 706-829-7. 706-829-7.
Your mic open. What's up, Petty Girl?
What's going on?
How y'all doing?
Who is this?
It's Tony Burns, ex-Girls Race of the Year.
Oh, shit. What's going on, Tony?
It's Tony being
funny. I was just listening. I thought somebody might want to hit the one button. Anybody want to lock in, do a grudge race, let me know.
Okay, y'all hear that. Don't say he on the lock-in spree.
He's trying to get his title back.
Y'all, anybody on here, Ken or Noanna Mack, see what he's doing Thursday night?
Yeah, she got her halfway.
Say what?
She giving the baby some medicine right now. She be back.
Well, I'm trying to get into some medicine, too.
All right, dude. I don't think he's going to do nothing on Thursday.
Andy won't be back up going until Friday.
Friday?
He won't be back up going until Friday. He'll be racing Saturday in Macon.
What are they having in Macon?
He's racing at the Maximus truck Saturday. And some truck
is on the grudge fest or regular testing too?
Do what now, Tony? I'm sorry.
Is it grudge fest or regular testing too?
No, they got a little shootout knocking on. I don't know if people. I'll have to tag you in the post. I'll send it to you.
Who's throwing? You know who's throwing the race?
Hey, what now?
Hey, y'all know who's throwing it?
Who's throwing the race?
David, Dinwiddie or something? I don't know. I've been sick, so
okay.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even know.
What time was the throw it?
I got this.
I'm looking, you gotta get in the thing. I don't know, y'all keep talking, I'm gonna look for it, Tony. You got to run before dark, or they got to run at dogs, or what time?
I think the race is early. I think the race is like at 4 maybe or something like that.
I'm trying to see if he needs to hit the road.
Hey, Kenny, how much is it locked in?
I'm looking
up
the I'll see that
reading.
What she
said? She trying to look up the information on the race.
Okay. Well, anybody else want to do anything on Thursday night, tomorrow night? Hit the one button. I'm just trying to figure who I am. Come on, anybody hit one button yet?
Hold on. 478-8811. 478-8811. Your mic open.
Hey, Tony, you writing a goddamn book or something?
Say what now?
I said, you writing a book?
I ain't hear you say what now?
I said, are you writing a book or something?
No, why is that?
All these goddamn questions. I was just...
I can't hear you. You fell off.
No, I ain't fell off. I said, are you writing a book with all these questions about what time I got to race and what they having and everything? You said you wasn't coming to Macon already. You was going somewhere else to race.
Wait a minute. Who are you talking to?
This is Andy, Tom.
And I'm trying to find y'all race because I want to try. I may try to go and tag you after you get through with him. That's why I was like,
well, you just bring your ass on down there and you can get what you're looking for.
Well, I'm gonna be at Jackson tomorrow night, but if I can't, I might come on down there. I'm all trying to find out what time y'all race.
Well, they gonna have an outlaw shootout. It's $100 a car. The man's putting $1,000 on top of the pot. There's already 12 cars confirmed, so that's $2,200 already. Well, $2,400.
What kind of shootout
they having? I the rules. Come on.
Yes, it says a 29-28 shootout.
It's an outlaw shootout. Chopper fits the rules. Come on.
I understand that. Was it with the balls or big tires or what?
It don't make a fuck. Bring a pro mod. You can come.
Oh, shit, man. You can't get the right damn pro mod. I thought you was no with the balls all the time.
I'm just saying, anything, as long as it's got 28s or 29s on it, fit in the one class that they have. Okay.
20, oh, yeah. That's a good race then. 20, 29, you're right. That's a good race then.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many cars already in it?
I talked to the guy the other day. There was already 10 or 12 confirmed already. The cars put $100 entry fee, and he's matching whatever the pot, whatever. If it's $1,000, he's putting $1,000 on the pot.
Damn, I hate that there, because if I get in, I'm going to have about six fall out. That's fucking
bullshit.
Huh?
Ain't nobody scared of you. Come on.
Anyway, if I get in there, 6-7 cars are going to fall out. You already know that. I still going to try to make it down. I'm going to try to make it down there.
Hey, the man's still putting $1,000 on top of the pot, no matter how many cars.
There we go. Okay, there you go. There we go. Hey, what
I
time
got
is
it in my... I think they open at, I think, 10 or 11.
Exactly. Yeah, because I got the dust, got to get the cobwebs out of the top of them.
But either me or Brian can be your Huckleberry Saturday.
Yes. I would need one of y'all first, second round, then. I'm going to see one of y'all on home quick.
Nah, we're going to send you home.
Say what?
I said, we're going to send your ass.
I might get up there because I said we got to see what Chopper will do, don't do.
But I asked you to lock in for that date last week, and you said you were going somewhere else, out of town.
I was. I said I ain't got no race locked in down there either. So what I'm saying, I'm pulling up all my options.
All right. And put this one, scratch this one in with a permanent marker and don't erase it. Be there Saturday.
Yeah, I may come down there. That's why I get a lock in down there. What time the shootout start?
I don't know. I think 3 or 4 o'clock.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. The track going to 10 o'clock. What time the track going to be hot by 12?
It'll be hot just as soon as your hot ass on those choppers.
Gotcha. Come on down there. Right, come on down.
Come
down
there. I'm running shit down there.
Yeah, I know, Andy. I'm gonna slow it up, Andy. I mean, I lost money this year, but shit. If the race would have went like it was, but Dolomite and Culture went right.
Dolomite didn't have itself much less me.
Say what now?
Dolomite didn't even much less have himself. How the hell he got me?
I don't know. He gave you back to, and he was ahead of you now. video I seen when everybody told me. Just got lucky.
I'm gonna tell you just like I told Dolomite. We did what we had to do to win that race, and I'll lock that race in any day of the week he wants to. We can do it 5 days a week. I will continuously take the back tire from that man from here on out till he cries.
I mean, I didn't think it would catch you that quick. I knew he didn't catch no good light, but he done got down with Ryan. You weren't going to run him down. I lost money with Dolomite, but damn, the race went.
And I might have to take you up on that.
The race went like I thought it was going to go. He caught you. Like he did what he supposed to do, and I just went off a little bit to the left. But if he was great, it was going to be ugly. I mean, I don't think he was going to pull no more on you, but he had enough to stay in front of you to 8th mile.
Well,
I knew you had a problem with your truck, too, now. I understand that, too.
Let's hurry up and let's get Dolomite back together. Because I wasn't 100% Saturday either. That's why I made one motion.
I understand that.
All right, and that's the key word. Let's get together. So we're going to get together.
Yeah,
get Dolomite back together.
Hey,
so
man,
I didn't see Dolomite run, but see, mainly I go off how a man talk. And he was talking too much confidence. Like he had seen the number. He was talking too much confidence and did not know what he was talking about. And when he left the line, he was a funny just like that. He knew what he was talking about. He just goddamn contradicted a little bit. So I went off my right premonition because I was going by. Dolomite wasn't talking scared. He wasn't talking nervous. He was acting like he had a lot of confidence. I said, damn, Dolomite done seen the number. Talking like that. That's why I told you to pay the puck out.
The only way I'll pay the punk out is if I can't crank up like Friday. I will never ever lock a man in and pay the punk out if I got old. I'll go out there and get my ass. The first race you ran on the main, me and Dolomite get by, you know, you did good.
He didn't ever even come close to you or nothing. But this race is Saturday, you know, Ryan, you just back past his foot. He's a half car. No, hell, you ain't going to run him down. But I ain't saying the fast car don't win every time. That fucked up my
All right, the gate's open at 11, and racing starts at 12. It doesn't say anything about what time the shootout starts. It just says racing starting at 12.
Yeah, look, it's like only 12.
But I tag you in the little flyers on my page.
Gotcha.
Monica, you still mad at me, Monica? Hey, Monica. Michael must be mad at
you.
Where's
the end? Andy calling you.
I said Monica must be mad at me still.
What's she mad at you for, Andy?
I told all my
what I'm at. Oh no, nah, I ain't mad at you for that. At all. It is what it is.
You had a rabbit foot.
You had a rabbit foot. You know what I'm saying? I agree with Tony.
Hey, nephew tried to give me $200. Uncle nephew, just put that money back in your pocket, man. I don't want to take it from you. And I gave it back to him.
That's all right.
Andy Mac, give me that damn rabbit foot.
Okay, then he got a rabbit foot.
Give me that damn rabbit foot, boy.
Dolomite, ask Tony, he was already halfway to the seat. He wasn't blind,
and you a man that'll tell the truth. Now, you know good and well, bro, from what you know.
How many races have you seen won at the 60-foot box?
I'm just saying, Andy, I've seen plenty of them won at the 60-foot box. You ain't gonna come behind. You're way past the 60-foot.
Dolomite, that man was not going to come behind you. I know you didn't catch no hell of a light brother.
He
wasn't
going to come nowhere close to me.
He just got this for me.
Yeah. But,
I knew how you was talking, Dolomite. You just don't see no goddamn number now. I see how you was talking.
Hey, tell y'all what. I tell you what. Let's go ahead and lock Dolomite's car in right now for when you get ready for a race. If it's
okay.
Next week or next, let's go and lock it.
Well, it's going to be a minute because it ain't a fast process when you pair up one.
That's why I said. That's why I said you go ahead and get together, and we go.
You know what? You know what? And it sounds almost like you saying that you can run me ahead of it. Is that what you're saying?
You got to beat me with the back tire first.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just making sure that I wasn't hearing what I thought I was hearing.
Dolomite, like I said, Dolomite, I knew how you were talking plenty of shit. I knew you felt good. When you make that bet down there at that banquet, I said, Dolomite knows up. And when I saw that video,
well,
you just stumbled
Tony,
over
here. If you knew the first one, you know, I mean, Andy got a damn rabbit foot. I'm going to call a spade a spade, man. It is what it is. But, you know, he won, and he deserves all the winning, what comes with winning, man. He turned the W
but,
on. That's the end of the
but
story.
But, Dolomite, what do you think made the car drift to the left?
We had something going on with the four link and the wheelie bars together, man. And the run before that, it jumped on the bar so damn hard, you know. And then it went all over the place like that. You know, I kind of thought something popped up under it, but I wasn't sure. We didn't even check it. It didn't matter. But, you know, it's going to get checked now because they ain't got no choice. It's you know, pretty good. And that's with a radio prep track. You know what I mean?
I know.
I need to hit that thing with some more power and get the tires spinning. It'll get off that wheelie bar.
Yeah. We're good, man. We're gonna get it right. Then hopefully we can get somebody get what you call that lady, Tony, Miss Rudolph. We get Miss Rudolph take
yeah,
damn rabbit foot struggle.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't mad. I was not mad. Race did just like I thought it was gonna be.
Damn. It is what it is, you know.
Unless you call a hell of a goddamn 00 light, 001 light. If you ain't get that light like that, then you got
to
call.
Oh no, I ain't
like
nowhere close to no 00 light. There wasn't no 00 light nowhere close.
You goddamn car 6 foot like a motherfucker then.
It does what it always do. It's just that it went to the and you know, Tom, when it left, it launched good, and then it kind of drifted that way, you know, but.
Yeah,
both wheels in the air, so I kind of turned the wheel a little bit. Like, you know, every now and then it'll do that, but I drive through it. And, shit, I had no steering. And by the time I realized I needed to get my damn foot off, it was right at the grass. It was pretty much, too late. I stayed in the car too long, bottom line. That's what wrecked me. It's my fault. I should have got my ass got off the damn accelerator.
Oh, we saw
I'd
you.
I'd have
boy,
done that. At least my car wouldn't been tore up.
Yeah, like I said, when I did that test one time, we just to lock up one side. We see you hit the wall, just lock it up against the wall. You can do it
oh, yeah,
one side
yeah, yeah, yeah. And I thought it was going, you know, because it ran down the wall, but then it started, you know, bumpy over there. So the whole back end,
your
I got pictures of the whole back
you
end first, off the ground.
Your first reaction when you go into the wall left, you can just turn it back the other side. But next
yeah,
time,
exactly.
Lock that motherfucker against that goddamn wall. You ain't gonna mess with one side of the car, then, see?
Yeah.
And then my body work. Lock that bitch outside
and
the
you
wall.
Know
you know
what? It never did do nothing to the driver's side. Driver's side is fine. All the damage is to the left side.
When you went back to
the,
yeah,
I mean,
oh, yeah.
the right side, the passenger side.
Yeah, that was the biggest
left
come
side.
From.
It never even touched the wall. Yeah, it never touched
yeah.
the wall.
That was the biggest lick come from
on
when you side. Come across that damn wall, you come across that lane, hit the other side. That was the biggest lick come from. That's the lick that's going to
yeah.
hurt you right there. Boom, that right there. When you come off the other wall, trying to hit that and make it react too quick, you're going to right there lock that bitch outside that goddamn wall and lock it up against it.
Yeah.
Hurt that
I'd have been better off then it just been cosmetic, yep.
Yeah, because when you bump off that wall and go to the other side, you bump on the other side, that's going to be
yeah.
that's rough right there.
Man, it's rough. It's rough.
Well, you know you're going to hit that
it's
wall
rough.
And lock up side. You'll be okay. You ain't going to hurt them over that left side.
I'm just glad. I'm just glad that the Lord did allow me to stay on that side enough for Andy to get around. Because if it came over too quick, we both would have had two co-op cars. So, you know, I'm blessed. And I'm just blessed that it happened the way it did. If it was going to wreck, that I ain't wrecked my guy I was racing. You know, but that would have been serious. That would have been serious on my mind right there. So it is what it is. We good, we alive, and we can fix it. So it is what it is. No, it didn't. No oil down at all. They ain't had to clean up no oil. Didn't nothing spill because it hit, like, right on the right, you know, bit everything back that way. So it didn't hit the fuel cell, didn't hit nothing to spill anything. So
no leaks, I mean, no gas leaks, water leaks, no oil leaks.
No oil leaks, no nothing. I mean, I couldn't have got any luckier than that, you know. Seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
Just got to cut the front end off, put me a new front end, a couple other things. We get it right.
Yeah, good thing. And then another
that
thing,
damn
too,
foot
I saw the race.
I'm going to get
your foot. You know,
you're
going to
get
them
for me,
Tony. Oh, yeah. I'm waiting on
him. I need somebody to whoop his ass, bro. Hell, I can't whoop him. You got that damn rubber foot on me.
I got to chase him down. I probably got to chase him to make him third.
I like it, Andy. All right, guy. There you are, all right, guy. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm going to do some damage, though. We're going to fix some stuff now. Fix a whole bunch of stuff. God willing.
I tell you, when you go back up, all I told you, put on 29 on the driver, 315 driver is on it. Get them big tires on the balls, huh?
Yeah, I don't think I got enough horsepower for them boys.
Oh, man, don't do that. 99.
I tell you one thing, Mike damn near got that damn big tires figured out, though. He got them big tires figured out with that sticky track. It's just a late evening.
It's rough. They made it cost the race with big tires. Just figure that out. We just can't get down in that many big-time cars race. Let's go live in Texas now. You can race every week.
Ain't that the truth?
No,
a lot of big tires that way.
Yeah. But still right around here. Who all got big tires that grew up right around here? You and the guys in Virginia.
William Brown.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, pretty much. Ain't too many big tire guys. They out there, though. You know, we just got to get them back going. Whatever happened to
Big
Sexy? Whatever happened to Big Sexy?
Oh, I don't know what he's doing now. I talked to him. I talked to him about 3 weeks ago, but he was talking about no racing then. I'm trying to lock in some. If I have to go to damn Macon there to get into Macon, what am I going to do?
Where Andy go? He off of quiet. They ain't like him. He's a big mouth still.
Now he'll beat that Mike for truck, whatever fool that is. He'll beat him.
Tony, that's the easiest 2,000 ever going to make.
Huh?
So that's the easiest $2,000 I ever made when I woke him Saturday. I might take that just going home.
Yeah, it'd be him. Zero. That's
crazy. That looks like it's gonna be an easy one. Unless that son of a bitch got a rabbit foot on you. I don't think he's going to show up. I killed Andy on the tree. I killed Andy on the tree now. He know that too.
Oh, you did that too on that deal?
Mm-hmm. I did everything but win. I did everything right but win.
You did everything right.
I wrecked good. I went to the left.
Everything but left and right.
Everything but fucking win. Mm-hmm. I'm Andy Mack and that rabbit foot, boy. He was shaking it over there. I think Kate Lynn was out there shaking it on me. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I just saw the race going to start back good hard in April, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm glad it happened now anyway. Still got a lot of the year left. Come back and have some fun.
How long you guess we're gonna be done? 3 months?
Probably 2-3 months, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I only can go as fast as my car gonna put it back together for me.
Who's working on it?
Chris Klein.
Okay. Oh yeah. Do you want to take it to him?
Huh?
You want to take it to him already?
Yeah, we're getting it all squared away, man. Chris gonna get it right, bro. It's when I get it back, it's gonna be right. I'm feel good about it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Now I gotta find me another spot on my car to put a sticker. I like to support people that support me, man. You know. Support the people that support you. We all can use a helping hand. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But all right, man, I'm going to get on off this thing. I just want
to
get
off to that. I'm going to go off to that. I might want to do something and get locked up in.
Yes,
sir. Tell y'all later on Pettigrew.
All righty, then. Appreciate y'all for coming on.
See?
What you doing over there? India, you still on?
Oh, sorry. Okay. All right.
We were waiting on Keith.
Yeah.
I don't know what she got going on.
Okay, ladies, now let's get information.
Okay.
Give me a P. Give me a E. Give me a T. T. Why? I'm petty all the time. Give me a P. Give me a E. Give me a T. T. Why? I'm petty all the time.
My name's Arkeisha.
Yeah.
Please stand for the Petty of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to be petty in the United States of America. And to the haters for which we can't stand, petty nation, under God, indivisible, with pettiness and shame for all.
All right. Well, then, I'm probably not going to do that great today because I just remembered something, y'all. All right, so our Petty Awards this week are Shitstarter 101. That Petty Award goes to Rafael Vesa. Guess that he gets that because he's a Shitstarter because he's starting to shift to Andy, getting Andy all riled up. Our next award is Sweep It Under the Rug. And that award goes to Jay Barnes. He gets that. Everybody should know why he gets that. Our next award is Wheelchair Mafia / Mr. Smooth Operator. That goes to Wesley Robinson. Yeah.
Tell him why he got that, Kay.
Yeah.
Kaylin. Uh-oh.
What's your face?
She's still on.
Oh, no, she might have fell off. I don't even see her no more.
I just added her.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, and the last award is Petty Mafia's Personal Lawyer. And that goes to Petey Peterson.
That's what's up.
I miss you. Do we need a lawyer from here?
Okay. We appreciate y'all for coming on.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes.
Any
Sorry, everything got fucked up.
Huh?
I said sorry, everything got fucked up.
Yeah, we're sorry, guys. We thought about just canceling the whole show, period, because everyone wasn't feeling good. But we still decided to come on.
We gave y'all an animal. That's all y'all getting. I'm sorry.
To give our point of views on a couple of questions that were asked. We know we're irrelevant, and some of y'all don't care what we think. But we wanted to share with you anyway.
Yep.
And those who do, we appreciate you. I'm sorry, India, what you say?
I was just saying, then again, we don't care that y'all think we are relevant. Because we still going to state our opinion.
That's right. So, and before we leave, I just want to reiterate why y'all going out with the drama again. Keep in mind the fans, because we do need the fans at the end of the day. That's all I ask.
And everybody be
safe.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to say everybody be safe and enjoy yourself wherever you go, whatever track you go to this weekend. Have a good time.
Yep. And leave the drama at home for your mama.
The mama don't even want to hear drama.
That's what I was going to get ready to say.
All right, so we out of here, people. Everybody got flu, everybody got stomach, everybody got throat from it. Right. So we'll do better next week. We do apologize.
We are so sorry.
But we see. You ain't got no will, you ain't got no bottle. Let's just be honest, let's just be real. You ain't got no care.